You're listening to SBS News.
Over the past few weeks, the world has watched in shock as Italy became the epicentre of the coronavirus pandemic in Europe, with healthcare workers struggling to care for thousands of infected patients. Anaesthetist Hamish Mears was one of those alarmed by the way the virus quickly overwhelmed the intensive care system in the hardest hit region of Lombardy.
And I was terrified to see that the Italian intensive care doctors had effectively run out of ventilators, which are the breathing machines to help people breathe when they get so sick from the virus. That is probably a doctor's worst nightmare because there's absolutely nothing you can do.
Researchers from Macquarie University have modelled how the virus could spread in Australia based on data gathered from Italy's outbreak. If their projections are accurate, they show the nation's intensive care units could be overwhelmed by the pandemic in less than 2 weeks if measures aren't taken to slow the spread. Professor Michael Jones from Macquarie University co-authored the report with Mr. Mears.
Within a very short time, within weeks, if the growth of the virus was to continue and patients are hospitalised and a certain proportion of those end up in an ICU unit, that very quickly there wouldn't be enough ICU beds for the demand under this scenario.
There are just over 2,200 intensive care beds in the country, with almost half of those in New South Wales. And this modelling, based off the Italian data, suggests at least 10% of all COVID patients will need intensive care. Thus, if coronavirus cases in Australia pass 22,000 in total, our intensive care units may not be able to care for every patient who needs it. The modelling also shows the mortality of the disease in Italy averaged at 8.8% for the first 2 weeks of the outbreak. But after that, when the demand for beds became greater than those available, the mortality rose to an average of 22.7%.
There's a point where they can't match what the patients need for the number of patients coming through. And at that point, things become very grim.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the government is moving with the health sector to at least triple the capacity of intensive care units.
Compared to many countries, our baseline ICU capacity is very good, much better per head of population than many other high-income countries, but we have a very, very committed and enthusiastic intensive care community who are planning on very significant surges, which we hope won't have to happen.
Alison Hodak, president of the Australian College of Critical Care Nurses, says the country currently risks running short on intensive care nurses. She says swift action must be taken to support the workforce through the pandemic.
I think as we currently stand right today, we are okay. Moving forward, we need to action some of these plans that are being discussed and some of these strategies that are being discussed. Better to be prepared than not.
Mr. Mears says the projections are a worst-case scenario and should be a reminder to all Australians about why the population must flatten the curve and embrace social distancing.
Now, if we flatten the curve, everything I've said is not valid. We'll be okay. So every single person, we're all in this bus, you know, all in this boat together, and every single one is responsible for what happens. And so we need to pull together as a country. Right now, we need to get serious.
Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.